welcome to the first of several Celebrate You calls for the month of August 2014. I am your host, Karma Spence, the Own Your Awesome in Business and Life Coach. Now, this is the first call, so I wanted to open it up to any celebrations that you might have that you want to share. But I can understand if, because this is the first call, you don't know who's on it, you might be a little shy to do that. So I'm going to start it off and share with you my celebrations for the week. Now, obviously, I've been sharing them on my blog. And if you go to karmaspence.com/31-day-celebrate-challenge, you will find all sorts of information on how you can find those posts and also join the Facebook group where we've all been celebrating our celebrations of ourselves. So my celebration this week, I think this week has been one of those weeks that has really shown me that everything can be okay. And the life has been throwing me a few challenges this week, and I admit that there was a part of me that wanted to freak out with each and every one of them, but I didn't. I stayed strong and I prevailed. Everything has turned out just fine. And you know what? It always does. I don't know why I freak out when things go bad, because they always work out. And so this week, I think my celebration is that I'm learning that I am strong and that I can handle all of this, that I am my awesome avatar. Now, I don't know if you've read the blog post about last Friday, I believe it was. Yeah, it was last Friday. I posted on my blog an article where I talked about what an awesome avatar is. And an awesome avatar is the sort of embodiment of your highest best self. There was a speech I did once called The Evocation of Heroes, where I talked about how evoking your heroes can help you make better decisions. So whenever you're about to make a decision, you know, what would whatever your hero is? And that hero could be someone real, like for me at the time I wrote it was Carl Sagan or Ray Bradbury. Or it could be someone who's fictional, like what would Spock do? Or what would Superman do? Or Batman do? Or you know, whoever it is that you look up to. And I take with the awesome avatar idea, I take that concept and give it a twist. Because what if that hero that you were evoking was you? Was the best you could possibly be? And so, for me, I came up with my awesome avatar of the Compassionate Empress. Now, what a Compassionate Empress is to you may be completely different than what it means to me. But what it does is, rather than going, okay, what would my awesome do, which is a sort of nebulous concept, it makes it real, it makes it three-dimensional, it makes it visceral. So now I ask myself, what would the Compassionate Empress do? And I have a feeling of who she is and what she's like and how she would make decisions. And that has been helping me make better decisions, decisions that help me own my awesome more and more with each passing day. And so, when you can have your own awesome avatar, this representation of your higher self, you become more of who you were meant to be. And that's what I'm celebrating this week, that I am becoming more and more the Compassionate Empress, that it doesn't matter what life throws my way, I can handle it. I am strong. I am powerful. And you know what? I am a role model in my business of what owning your awesome can look like. And I can do this because when I first came up with that brand, I will admit I was a little scared. But with each day as I grow into it and become it, it becomes easier and becomes clearer and I become more passionate about it. And the thing is, my vision for you is that you can find your own awesome avatar and step into your own highest, best self and thoroughly own your awesome with greater and greater ease each and every day. And that's what the Celebrate You event is all about. Basically, you take 31 days. I choose August because that's my birth month. But you can do this any number of times a year, any month you want. Just don't do February because that's cheating. That's only 28 or 29 days, depending on whether it's a leap year or not. Choose a month that it has at least 30 days. And every day that month, you watch how your day unfolds. And whenever you see a blessing, write it down. And at the end of the day, choose one of those blessings, the blessing that you believe represents something wonderful about you. And then celebrate it. And do that every day for 30 to 31 days. And you will find that at the end of that time, a number of things can happen. Now, I've done this for 3 years now. The first year I did it, I found that about halfway through the month, my income started going up. And I also noticed by about the third week that, wow, I was happier than I'd ever been. And the second year, I learned stuff about myself. And I think this year, that's probably what's going to happen too. I find that whenever you do the 31-day challenge, Celebrate You challenge, it teaches you something more about yourself, something different, whatever you need in that given month. And it also builds a habit. It builds a habit of looking for the silver linings in your life, looking for the blessings. And that's why I created the Celebrate You challenge. I did it first just for myself, just to see what it would be like. It was like, well, I'm always saying I celebrate my birthday all month long. Why don't I do it? And by doing that, I stumbled onto this experience that I've now shared with clients, and clients have experienced wonderful transformation as well. So I really invite you to engage in this challenge. Come to the Facebook group, post your selfies, put the hashtag celebrate you so that I know you are engaged, because every few days I check to see who's posting to hashtag celebrate you, and I'm finding there's people posting that don't know nothing about this challenge. They're not even participating in this challenge. So that's a hashtag that's out there. But I'm looking for people who are participating in this challenge and are using that hashtag to spread the word and to really own what's awesome about themselves. I know that this was a very short notice call, which is probably why there aren't as many people here as I would have liked, but that's okay. I'm still here for you. I'm going to be sharing this recording so that you can benefit. So again, I promised to talk about what the Celebrate You Challenge is. I believe I've done that. I also said I would share what does own your awesome mean, and I believe I've touched on that, but maybe not gone deep enough, so I'm going to share a little bit more. When I say own your awesome, that means own your best, highest self. You were born with gifts to give to the world. You were born with beauty and grace and awesomeness and gracefulness and amazingness. You are on purpose. You weren't a mistake. You weren't an accident. And even if for some reason your parents told you you were, they were wrong. You are on purpose. Because you're on purpose, that means you're awesome. And if you own your purpose, you own what is great and wonderful and unique and special and wonderful about you, you are able to step up and be in your highest best self. And that's what this Celebrate You Challenge is about. That's what Own Your Awesome is about. It is about owning your highest best self and embodying it in the now, in the present, being it. It's not something that happens in the future. It is happening now. You are capable of it now. So that's what this challenge is about. Again, I invite you to come to the Facebook page, participate in the group, share your daily celebrations, come to my blog and read my daily celebrations, and post comments, share your celebrations there. The thing is, when you not only celebrate what's awesome about you each day with yourself, that's one step. That's awesome, and that can make you feel great. But when you can step out and share that celebration with others, not only does it increase your visibility, it helps people see your awesome better, and you become a role model for how life could really be. A life of blessings, because no matter how bad things may seem, we all have blessings. They are there. You just need to open them up, and that's what the Celebrate You Challenge really pushes you to do. It pushes you to see those blessings. Well, I've pretty much said what I wanted to say during this call, and there is a low turnout because I didn't get the call information out as quickly as I wanted to. This week has, as I mentioned earlier in the call, this week has thrown me a few challenges and has thrown my scheduling off. But I will make it up next week.